two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's cloudy, 48 degrees, KSL's top story. A judge in the Lori Vallow-Daybell case is taking the death penalty away. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis has details.
Lori Vallow-Daybell no longer has the death penalty on the table in this case. Daybell and her husband, Chad, are accused of murdering their two children, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan. The judge granted a motion to remove the possibility of the death penalty, according to the East Idaho News. An earlier decision determined they would have separate trials on those charges.
If she's found guilty, the judge will have to determine Lori Daybell's sentence. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis tells Utah's Noon News that is going to make this whole trial move faster.
When you have a death penalty case, the appeals are much more extensive. They take much longer. They often go into the federal court system because Idaho's death penalty statute would certainly be challenged constitutionally. Those are all off the table. I'm actually surprised that the state ever thought that this would be a death penalty case given her age and lack of criminal history.
Lori's trial is expected to begin with jury selection in just a few days. BYU is getting a new president. Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles made the announcement during this morning's devotional.
We're pleased to note that the officers of the board have called President Christopher Shane Reese to be the new president of Brigham University.
C. Shane Reese is stepping into the shoes of current President Kevin Worthen. Reese has been serving as an academic vice president to BYU since 2019. A Utah State grad is suing the university after he says a professor drew a racially inappropriate cartoon picture of him. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell with details.
Greg Knoll graduated in 2020. He is of Haitian heritage and said when he saw the drawing, he immediately knew it was him. According to Knoll, it had exaggerated features that highlighted his afro and eyebrows. In a statement, USU said when the complaint was made, they followed its non-discrimination policy to reach their conclusion, which included working one-on-one with Greg to hear his concerns.
Knoll says he made the report in 2020 and felt he was brushed aside by the university. Governor Cox has signed the bill that gives us a new state flag, but he's asking the legislature in an upcoming session to clean up some of the lines in that law so that the historic flag, the old one, will hang above the new state flag whenever both are displayed. The governor also signed an executive order requiring the historic state flag to be flown at the Capitol. The new one won't be flying until March of next year, according to this newly signed law. New information about former President Trump's handling of classified documents. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, prosecutors in the special counsel's office have presented compelling preliminary evidence that former President Trump knowingly and deliberately misled his own attorneys about his retention of classified materials. Sources telling ABC News that a top federal judge has written in a sealed filing that prosecutors have shown that the former president has committed criminal violations. Also saying the attorney-client privileges invoked by two of his lawyers could therefore be pierced. Mr. Trump has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing in his handling of classified documents. President Biden is creating two new national monuments. The president is establishing monuments in Nevada and Texas. He's also directing the Commerce Secretary to consider expanding protections around the Pacific remote islands.
We owe to our children, our grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren, and all to come what we have and what we can preserve.
Both of the new monuments are in sacred spaces to native tribes in that region. Now, the Biden administration today dismissing China's claim that it's impartial as it tries to make peace in Ukraine.
They haven't condemned this invasion. They haven't stopped buying Russian oil and Russian energy.
Spokesman John Kirby says Vladimir Putin needs China's help, and that's really what is behind the Chinese president's visit to Russia this week. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
California is getting slammed by more heavy rain and snow. ABC's Alex Stone is in Glendale, California.
This is the latest brunt of heavy rain and wind and snow up in the mountains to hit both northern and southern California. This one moving through. Again, it is termed an atmospheric river, a stream of water coming in off the Pacific Ocean. It has been weeks nonstop of this. There are more flooding concerns, more worries about snow in the mountains.
Meteorologists say this storm is so big that on radar, it looks like something out of the Gulf of Mexico. The Department of Public Safety is having to send out helicopters more often this year.
Last year, DPS conducted over 500 helicopter missions, but Chief Pilot Luke Bowman says they just hit 200 missions so far this year, half of those being search and rescue related. If you break it down mathematically, that's a little over one rescue mission a day.
Most of the search and rescue that we do, the people are not prepared for what they're getting themselves into.
While they've been hoisting people up with a helicopter all over the state, southern Utah has been the point of many recent rescues, highlighted by an 18-person rescue in Kane County last week. But things could stay busy with another batch of rain passing through already today.
A little bit of preparation goes a long ways.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.